Warren Buffett is a pretty decent investor.
It's okay.
He's returned 20%, whereas the S&P 500 has averaged about 10% over the past 30, 40 years. And so maybe we should actually listen to what he says.
He's got some nuggets, yeah.
Yeah, so he's got a lot of famous quotes. We researched maybe about 50 to 100 of them, is maybe fair.
About that, yeah.
But here's our top seven favorite quotes. So let's begin with the strongest one, which everybody knows.
Yep.
Be fearful when others are greedy, and be greedy only when others are fearful.
If you have a temperament that when others are fearful, you're going to get scared yourself. You know, you are not going to make a lot of money in securities over time in all probability.
Yeah, this is all about getting your emotions in check. It's really hard, right, when you are investing and the world seems to be falling apart, or it's going amazing and you've got a bad case of FOMO. People are always using their emotions to drive these decisions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we saw this plenty in 2020. We saw this in 2021 whenever the sentiment completely shifted.
Yep.
And so now we're seeing it again in 2022 and 2023.
Yep. The cycle repeats.
We seem to be a bit emotional beings. So yep. Obviously, keep a very even keel temperament. That's been his philosophy throughout his entire investing history.
Yep, absolutely. Favorite quote number two, our favorite holding period is forever.
If we buy a business, we're going to hold it forever. So we're going to have good years, bad years, in between years, maybe a disastrous year, some year. and we care a lot about the price. We do not care about the next 12 months.
Yeah, so this directly relates to another favorite quote of ours, which is if you aren't willing to own a stock for 10 years, don't even think about owning it for 10 minutes. So obviously, it's another play on that behavioral finance.
Yeah.
Right? So if you're going to invest in something, he's a big adamant and a big proponent about saying, don't invest in a stock, invest in a business. Mm-hmm. So don't look at the price every day, every month, even every quarter. I mean,
yeah, it doesn't lead to good behavior. It never works out that way.
No. So he's a look. If you're going to invest in a business, invest in that business for the long term. Do not make it a short trade.
Yeah. And he's talked about it as well. You know, you want to buy a company or an index fund, et cetera, that the market could close down for 5 or 10 years and you're not worried about it. And if you think about that and you're buying some hot stock or something like that, some crypto coin, yeah. If they shut that market down in 6 months, are you going to be okay? Or are you going to be a little bit worried about what's going on?
And if you're worried, maybe you shouldn't be buying
it. Maybe it's not a good investment.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Quote number three. Today, people who hold cash equivalents feel comfortable. They shouldn't. They have opted for a terrible long-term asset, one that pays virtually nothing and is certain to depreciate in value.
Well, cash is always a bad investment. Yes. I mean, when people said cash is king a year ago, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, cash wasn't producing anything, and it was sure to go down in value over time. And then you always want to be sure you have enough. I mean, it's like oxygen. You want to be sure it's around, you know, but you don't need to have excessive amounts of it around. And cash, we will always have enough cash around.
I love this quote. So many people hold cash, and it really is sacrificing your long-term security for that short-term feel-good. And it never works out. Holding cash is just in an inflationary world, your purchasing power is just decreasing every single year. Even though you feel good, it makes you feel good that it's not volatile.
Yeah, it's that human nature, that innate being in us from 10,000 years ago that kept humans safe. When a tiger is running after you, you should be fearful. You should run away from that tiger.
Yeah.
But whenever the markets are dropping, again, you get that same gut reaction. I want to exit out of these positions. I want to sell the market. I never want to invest. I don't want to keep in cash and hold cash because that's what makes me feel safe. But sadly, that doesn't necessarily equate to long-term wealth.
Yeah.
So it is a very not smart thing to do to hold cash for the long term. You should hold some type of asset that's going to appreciate in value and at least keep up with inflation over the long term. That's at the very least in my
opinion. Yeah, for sure. And sometimes when people think about the stock market is risky, they are looking at that short term. When you look out over a long term period,
it's the opposite.
It's the best way you're going to keep up and beat inflation, whereas cash makes you feel short term, but it's a losing bet long term. Yeah. Okay, quote four. Forecasts may tell you a great deal about the forecaster. They tell you nothing about the future.
All of these economists with 160 IQs that spend their life studying it, can you name me one super wealthy economist that's ever made money out of securities?
Boy, Warren is a bit brutal with this one. He kind of tells it as it is, doesn't he? Yeah, so, I mean, every year it's pretty notorious, but like sell-side researchers. So sell-side is going to be the big investment banks. So Morgan Stanley, mm-hmm. Warren Buffett, Credit Suisse, they issue what they believe the price target for the market is going to be for the next year. and it sells quite a bit, right? This is a money-making machine for these firms. Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
But they are infamously way off. Last year, not one single sell-side company was right for 2022. You know, the range is somewhere between negative 12% off all the way up to like negative 28% off of what their price target was. So whenever they issue these reports, I would just take it with a grain of salt.
Yep, exactly.
All right, so number five. A rising tide floats all boats. Only when the tide goes out do you discover who's been swimming naked.
With low margins recently, you know, you don't find out who's been swimming naked until the tide goes out.
I love this quote. I think this is 2021 and 2022 summarized. 2021, there's 0% interest rates, basically. There's tons of money flowing into tech, especially in the stock market, and every company benefits from it. And then all of a sudden, a couple small changes in the Fed's policy, and we're seeing companies and stocks cratering, banks struggling. And you see this to where all of a sudden companies are being exposed to, hey, maybe it's important that we earn a profit. Maybe.
Yeah, some of these companies just kind of overextend themselves, right? They see a big influx of demand, and so they go on a hiring spree. They may take on a lot of debt in order to meet those inventory needs.
Yep.
But then demand comes crashing down to earth, all that liquidity is dried up, and those are left out there with a tide coming back out, and they have no shorts.
Such a good quote. Okay, next quote. The stock market is a device for transferring money from the impatient to the patient.
In the securities business, you sit there and they throw U.S. Steel at 25, and they throw General Motors at 68, and you don't have to swing at any of them. They may be wonderful pitches to swing at, but if you don't know enough, you don't have to swing. And you can sit there and watch thousands of pitches, and finally you get one right there where you want it, something that you understand, and then you swing. And
So you might not swing for 6 months.
You might not swing for 2 years.
Isn't that boring?
It would bore most people, and certainly boredom is a problem with most professional money managers. If they try to sit out an inning or two, not only do they get somewhat antsy, but their clients are start yelling, "Swing, you bum!" You know, from the stands, and that's very tough for people to do.
Yeah, this is another great quote. This just goes to show that the average retail investor is not very good at actively managing their money.
Yeah.
So, I guess this isn't going to be a big surprise to anybody, but buy an index, hold it for the long term. You're going to be a much better investor just by doing this
and not trying
to trade your money every single day, listening to CNBC or reading the Wall Street Journal. I mean, you could probably just shut off all media.
You'd be way better off.
And you might actually be way better off.
There's been studies showing that. Yeah. Once again, it's just this quest to beat the market causes most people to underperform the market. And they've tracked this, and it's called the behavior gap, because it is our behavior that's causing us to underperform simply what the market is offering us if we just participated. So just get out of your own way and let the market do what it's going to do for you.
Yes, 100%. All right. So for our last quote, number seven, don't pass up on something that is attractive today because you think you will find something better tomorrow.
To sit around and try and pick the bottom, people were trying to do that last March. And you know, the bottom hadn't come in unemployment, the bottom hadn't come in business, but the bottom had come in stocks. So don't pass up something that's attractive today because you hope you're going to find something way more attractive tomorrow.
Yeah, investors always are hesitant to invest when the market's at all-time highs or when it's crashing down in its lows. Mm-hmm. We always think there's something better around the corner. And what's interesting is this really happens a lot at all-time highs. But the reality is, over the past 100 years, there's on average 12 all-time highs each year. So these bunch together, and one of the best scenarios in terms of what predicts an all-time high is a recent all-time high, because again, they come in bunches.
I mean, this is a big fallacy we see with all kinds of investors, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people are just really hesitant to get back in the market because they probably got out of the market at a market low.
Yep.
So they're waiting for another market drop in order to put their money back in. But in reality, 75% of the time, the market is going to close positive for that year and only negative 25% of the time.
Yep.
So do yourself a favor, just buy into the market and don't worry about it anymore. Just move on with your life. You're going to be much better off financially and mentally if you do so.
Well, we're big fans of Warren Buffett. Hope you enjoyed these quotes. Let us know if you have any questions.
Take care. Thanks for watching. Again, my name is Ryan, this is Peter, and we run a financial advisory firm called Bull Oak Capital. If you want to learn more about how we help our clients achieve true financial independence, be sure to check out bulloakcapital.com.